Hello and welcome to the 49th episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. So today, with the new update coming out, we received a new mode, Graveyard Shift, also known as Life Leech. So I'm going to be ranking all the brawlers in the game from best to worst in the game mode Graveyard Shift. Also, before we get into it, I noticed that the advertisement sounded pretty bad because I recorded that on my phone before I had a mic. So tomorrow I will re-record it with the microphone so it sounds better and isn't so out of place. So yeah, let's get right into the episode. Alright, so this is a lot of people's favorite thing about the update. It's the mode Graveyard Shift because I'd say the most loved mode of all time is Life Leech, just because no one can really team in it. It's like a really fun, unique idea, and it's just like super fast-paced games that can like go by really quick, allowing you to gain trophies fast if you know what you're doing. So yeah, this is definitely one of like the best things about the update. I would say even better than the Brawler, honestly. So yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't really know what they're doing in this game mode because they're like using a really bad Brawler or they just don't know all the strategies. So today I'll be helping you guys out with the Brawler part and ranking all of them. So in last place, it's going to be El Primo. So you might think that El Primo is really good because he has a ton of health. Well, no, he's not, because all of the Brawlers lose the same percentage of their health. So, like, for example, Primo is going to be losing, like, 150 or something, while Crow will be losing 50 health a second. So, it just depends on, like, how much health you have, how much damage you take each second. So, there's going to be, like, no point in having a Brawler with a ton of health and camping in a bush, because a Crow could do the same thing and survive just as long. So, it's really not that good of a strategy, and you have to go out and actually hit people and like actually get some attacks on. But El Primo can't really do that because of his super short range. And like after we get out of like the 100 trophy range, El Primo just becomes really useless because it's pretty much impossible to get the super because like people are actually careful and not playing too aggressive and accidentally like going up to El Primo. And like, yeah, he's just gonna eventually run out of health. It's pretty easy to just like chip away at El Primo, and he kind of like, I guess he uses his high health to his advantage in solo showdown, but here, his health doesn't really matter, and he's just going to die really quick. I mean, if you somehow get a super, he can be good, but the odds of that are extremely slim. So next up is going to be Frank. So Frank, once again, it's just really easy to like avoid him because of how he like stops to attack. I mean, he's actually tied with El Primo for the most health, but once again, when he stops to attack, it's super easy to just get out of his range and chip away. So, like, there's no really good strategy with Frank. Can't bush camp, but he'll just die really quick, and then he can't really hit anyone. So, yeah, once again, he's just not that good. I guess I just put him a little bit higher than El Primo because, obviously, it's actually possible to hit some shots with Frank because he has an okay range, and you can sometimes catch people off guard if you're hiding like in the middle bushes. You can just throw out an attack or two. But yeah, I mean, most of the time, Frank's just not going to be good. So next up is going to be Nita. So Nita, I mean, she's not good at solo showdown. She's not good in this mode, mainly because, one, she doesn't really have good range. So kind of like Primo and Frank, she can just get like easily outplayed. Also, as you guys will notice, once you get higher up, the top brawlers all have some method of getting health, like without dealing damage, or like really easily. So, yeah, Nita can't really get health any other way, except for with her Bear With Me star power, because she could just have her Bear do the damage. But, I mean, people are really not going to be wanting to take a Bear hit, and they'll just actually like really pay attention and try to kill it. And also, the most she's gonna get is maybe like 200 health maximum, just because the Bear really isn't gonna do that much in a mode where people really prioritize not taking damage. So yeah, Nita not that high up. So next up is gonna be Jessie. So I mean, Jessie just doesn't do enough damage. Her shots are just too easy to attack. I mean, not to attack, to dodge. Her turret's like the only thing good about her, because it's kind of hard to, like, avoid that turret damage, and you're not going to be able to heal back up. So, I mean, her turret can be good, but I find it pretty hard to get Jessie's turret just because most of the time she's just going to get outranged or just, like, dodged really well. Or even if she does get a few shots, I feel like most of the time she just isn't going to be able to get the kill because of her low damage. So, yeah, next up is going to be the newest brawler, Ems. So, they're kind of just like Nita, basically. Like, they just can't really hit brawlers too easily because they don't have the best range. I mean, the only reason why I put them up higher than Nita is their super can actually be used fairly well if they could actually get their super. They can pop it down and they'll just be getting a bunch of health each second because of that damage that the super deals every second. And then also it slows the enemy down, allowing Ems to get a bunch of free shots. But I mean, not that much better than a lot of these other brawlers. I definitely really wouldn't recommend her unless you really know what you're doing. So next up is going to be Dynamike. So Dynamike really, I wouldn't say is horrible in this mode. It's just that the other two throwers are both like really, really good. Like, I think both of them are, like, the top 7 or something like that. So, yeah, Dynamike just is kind of the outcast. Nothing about him is just great in the mode. But, I mean, he's a solid option. It's just that there's no point in using him instead of Barley or Tick. So, next up is going to be Bull. So, Bull is kind of in the same boat with El Primo. It's just super hard to hit shots. It can't really get up to anyone easily. And it's super hard to get the super. But the reason I have Bull up higher is because of his star power, Tough Guy, which allows Bull to, when he's below 40% health, he gets like a 30% shield. So, this just allows Bull to stay alive for a good amount longer, actually. So, it's going to give him like an extra, I don't know, like 7 spots ahead of El Primo just because of the shield. I mean, he could just hide in a bush and he'll probably not do too well, but it's not the worst strategy because obviously you're going to be able to stay alive a lot longer than other brawlers doing it. So yeah, Bull, pretty solid option. So next up is going to be BB. So BB is like Bull with her shield, except that hers is whatever her home run bar is charged up, so it's just going to be, like, available more often than Bull's because most of the time we're not going to be attacking with BB. So, yeah, BB's shield just is going to be out longer, so just slightly better than Bull's, but still not really high enough up because BB is still going to be taking damage, and at the end of the day, it's only going to help her survive, like, an extra 20-ish seconds. So next up is going to be Rico. So Rico, I mean, he obviously, like, isn't great. I mean, his range can kind of just help carry him, sort of. And then his star power, I believe it's called Robo Retreat, where when he falls below 40% health, he gets, like, a huge movement speed buff. He's going to be below 40% health quite a lot in this mode, like a lot of brawlers. And this will just trigger this, which allows him to run around super fast. So he's able to just dodge every shot and hit enemies pretty easily. So, I mean, I guess that's a perk to Rico, but he doesn't have any way to heal himself up without dealing damage. And it's not the easiest thing in the world to hit his shots. So yeah, Rico, definitely not a great spot on the ranking. So next up is going to be Mortis. So Mortis is pretty good because I feel like there's a pretty good chunk of squishy brawlers that are super strong in this mode. So Mortis, if he's able to just hide, he could get a pretty easy kill on them. And then, I mean, also, obviously, his star power, Creepy Harvest, will allow him to get 1,800 health, which is pretty huge in this mode. I mean, I don't think it's that much because they nerfed all the healing. It's probably like 900 or something. I don't have it, so I'm not completely sure, but it's probably nerfed. But I mean, still, any health is better than no health. And even Coiled Snake can actually be used because it allows him to just dash out of nowhere and get a pretty easy kill. So, I mean, yeah, Mortis is pretty solid. I mean, he sometimes can pick up a kill or two, but other times he's just stuck and can't do anything. So, yeah. Next up is going to be Penny. So, Penny, I mean, she isn't the best. Her range is obviously pretty good, so she's sometimes able to just get some free hits using her range. But then also her Balls of Fire star power can be super annoying because sometimes it's going to be pretty hard to avoid that balls of fire star power. And I mean, like, if someone's getting pinched in between the balls of fire, like the fire animation, and the brawler, they're going to go through the fire, and you're just going to be able to get health and charge up your super. So, yeah, I mean, Penny definitely not great, but I mean, if you have balls of fire, she's definitely playable. So yeah, next up is going to be Carl. So Carl, I mean, he really is just kind of average. He doesn't really have any way to heal, but his rage is pretty good. I mean, he can escape relatively easily with his super. But I mean, once again, his healing just isn't that good. He needs like a way to get health. I mean, I guess technically Protective Pirouette gives him like a 40% shield while using his super. So that's like, I don't know, 3 to 5 seconds. Not completely sure how long the duration is of his super, but somewhere around that range of damage reduction. So I guess technically it's a little bit better. So yeah, Carl definitely not great, but he's not horrible either. So next up is going to be Daryl. So Daryl, the reason why he's better than all the other tanks, or most of them actually, there's one that's pretty high up, is because his super automatically charges, allowing him to kind of just go in for like quick assassinations. And then also, if you have the Steel Hoop star power, it will allow him to get that 30% shield for 3 seconds, I believe, is the time duration, which will just less damage him. So, I mean, can't really complain about that. And yeah, you can just kind of like charge in a brawler so they aren't expecting a Daryl rolling on them because he's kind of an unpopular pick, and then get a pretty easy kill. So yeah, I mean, Daryl, he can actually be, he's kind of like a sneaky good pick. So next up is going to be Colt. So Colt, he's kind of like Carl. He just has like good range and good damage. I mean, his health is slightly worse, but I say he makes up for it with his super high damage, and I feel like it's kind of easier to hit a Colt shot than a Carl shot, because like he shoots out 6 bullets at once, and then also his super is actually super strong because it's really easily to hit enemies with the super, especially by shooting it through a wall and to hit someone. So yeah, I would definitely say Colt is pretty solid, but the one thing he's lacking is a way to heal without dealing damage. So yeah, I would say Colt's pretty solid, but definitely not someone that I would go with to push up really high. So next up is going to be Shelly. So Shelly, I mean, she's not really a full-on tank, but she kind of is. But regardless, I mean, she's pretty solid, mainly because of the Band-Aid star power, which is, I believe it gives her like 1,000. Obviously, it's reduced. It's probably the same amount as Mortis's Creepy Harvest star power gives him. But yeah, so this kind of just helps out Shelly. Obviously, it's better than Creepy Harvest because she doesn't actually need a kill and she just needs to wait like 20 seconds for it to happen. So, I mean, obviously, she gets some good health, but I feel like at the end of the day, it just isn't as much as some other brawlers can do. And when she actually gets into a fight, she's most likely going to be dead. So next up is going to be Bo. So Bo, I mean, he just has good range and good health and good damage. That's pretty much it. I guess the reason he's basically like a play like Colt, I would say. The only reason I have him up a little higher is because with the Snare Bear star power, you can chuck down the mine somewhere, and then if it hits the enemy, they're pretty much dead because you can just go and quickly spam them down, which will give you a ton of health, which is why I'm slightly higher than Colt, but definitely not too much higher. So next up is going to be Sandy. So Sandy, he actually does have a form of healing, which is like the only reason I would say he's good. And also it's pretty easy to get Sandy super just because he has a pretty large range and it's pretty long as well. And once he's in that super, if you use his healing Windstar power while he's in a super, I believe it's reduced down to 100 health per second. But that is enough to out-heal the damage. So for like 9 seconds, you're basically like immortal, because no one's really gonna be able to shoot you while you're invisible as well. So I mean, it's pretty solid, but it only lasts for 9 seconds, and it's not the easiest thing in the world to get Sandy super. So yeah, he's kind of just like, I'd say, slightly above average. So next up is gonna be Leon. So Leon, I mean, he also has a healing method. Also, it's the same as Sandy's, when he was super accepted, it's slightly shorter, but it gives him more health. And also, it's easier to get Leon super with his long poke range damage. He has good movement speed. And then also, when he uses his super, obviously, he can go in and get a pretty easy kill on an unexpected brawler, giving him full health. So, I mean, he can be pretty solid, but once again, you kind of just need a super to really start to do stuff with Leon. So next up is going to be 8-Bit. So 8-Bit, I mean, doesn't have a way to get health, but he just has super long range and good poke damage. And then also he has pretty high health, and then also his damage is really solid. So yeah, 8-Bit can be pretty good, just kind of chipping away from a long range. But the reason why it isn't as high as a few other brawlers is because the other two long-range brawlers are just slightly better because they have faster movement speed, and if you could actually, like, master them, you'll just be dealing more damage and getting more health with them. But yeah, 8-Bit, definitely a pretty solid option if you like using him. So next up is going to be Rosa. So Rosa, I mean, she's not good unless you have her star power, her first one, where whenever she's in a bush, she gets health. I believe that this one is also reduced. I highly doubt that it's like 200. It's probably 50 is my best guess, because 100 would be really good. I mean, even if it is 100, probably wouldn't change her position too much, because you can only be in a bush for so long. But I mean, it's pretty solid, because early game you can just kind of hide in a bush and survive for a pretty long time. So yeah, Rosa definitely solid. I guess the reason why she isn't up even higher is because later in the game, there's not any bushes to hide in, and then you're kind of in trouble as you can't really hit anyone with Rosa. So, yeah, I mean, Rosa, slightly above average, definitely can be solid, but not amazing. So next up is going to be Brock. So Brock is basically just 8-Bit. Everything I covered about him, except he has slightly less health, which doesn't matter too much in this mode. But in exchange, you get faster movement speed, and then also he just does more damage at once, because one rocket is like 1,500 damage, which is a pretty good amount of health. So yeah, I guess I just feel like you can be more consistent with the health gaining with Brock, and you don't have to like get a full clip to get a ton of health with him. So yeah, Brock, definitely a pretty solid option, but not the best. So next up is going to be Pam. So from what I've heard, Pam used to be in, like, the old Life Leech. Used to be, like, a top three best brawler just because of her star power is really good, where she gets 30 health whenever she hits an enemy. I believe that's also reduced. Well, actually, now it's 40 health, so I believe that's reduced. It might not be, not completely sure. And then her turret, I mean, if she's inside of that healing turret, she can technically stay alive until the gas completely closes in, but it gives away her location, and she has to stay in the same spot in order to get that healing, which is the main issue with Pam. There's just a few better options, but Pam can definitely be used pretty well, especially with her star power. So yeah, next up is going to be Tara. So Tara at first might seem like a weird pick, but I mean, once you get her super, she can actually be pretty good. Like, a viable strategy in a graveyard shift is to just waste her super on no one and send out that healing shadow, because the healing shade star power will heal her. I believe it's for 100 life each second. So yeah, Tara can kind of just like pop down her super when she gets it, and then just chill in a bush or something with her shadow creature that gives her 100 health a second, and just stay alive until the gas forces her into other enemies. So yeah, Tara, definitely a really solid pick, and she has a good form of healing. So yeah. Next up is going to be Poco. So Poco, I would say he's probably better in... Actually, he's definitely better in duos. And this is just because Poco, I mean, his DiCapo star power, this one I would actually recommend over his Screechic solo one, just because, I mean, he can just burst out three attacks, and it's going to heal up his teammate pretty well. I mean, obviously, it's reduced, but I don't have the DiCapo star power, so I don't know the exact number. My guess is it's probably, like, 200 to 300 health. So, yeah, it's pretty solid. It can kind of just keep his teammate alive for a really long time. And then, obviously, his super just gives him health. So yeah, Poco definitely a pretty solid option in this mode and pretty close to the top. So next up is going to be Tick. So Tick is the second highest thrower. This one might seem a little weird because Tick doesn't have a form of healing, but he has that super good range for a thrower. It's the longest range of any of the three throwers. And then also his attack is spread out super, like, in a, like, a really wide area. So, I mean, like, think about this. Whenever you're playing, like, Showdown, you run into a Tick, you're pretty much bound to hit a few of his mines. I mean, it probably won't kill you, but you're going to hit a few of them, and then you have to run away for a second and heal up. So it's basically the same case in Graveyard Shift, except you can't run away and heal up, and Tick will get health whenever he hits you with his mines, which just makes Tick super good. I mean, it's pretty easy to get a super as well, which can then be used as like a last-ditch resort in some cases. So yeah, Tick, definitely super solid at just continuously hitting shots, and he's pretty consistent at that. I guess the only thing holding him out from being up even higher is that there is actually one thrower better than him. So yeah, that's going to be it for Tick. So next up is going to be Piper. So Piper doesn't have a way to get health, but she does so much damage at long range. I believe, like, pretty much in Graveyard Shift, since everyone's always taking damage, most of the game she's going to be able to one-shot most of the brawlers, then two-shot pretty much all of them just because of how much damage she does at long range, especially with ambush. She can really catch people off guard, and snappy sniping can also be used pretty well just for bursting down brawlers at kind of a mid-range area. So yeah, Piper, super solid, just really annoying because she can like one or two-shot basically everyone. So yeah, Piper, really sad for this mode, and I'm seeing a lot of her. So coming in at number four, another like former super good life leech brawler is going to be Crow. So Crow, I mean, he's like the master at poke damage. It's just so hard to not take damage from a Crow because of his really, really fast movement speed. He can basically catch up to anyone he wants and just use his dodging ability to, yeah, just like use his fast movement speed to really dodge enemies super well. And then also, once you hit an enemy, you don't just get the like 100 or so health that you get from hitting them. Also, every single second, you get almost 100 health from the poison as well. So when you hit someone, that's 5 seconds of no damage taken, even a slight amount gained. So yeah, Crow, he's just super strong, able to just hit brawlers really easily. And that's just 5 seconds of no damage taken from the Crow. And then also, pretty easy to get super, and then once you get that, it's an easy kill, and it just brings you back up to max HP. So yeah, Crow, definitely a super good option in this mode. So coming in at number three is going to be Spike. So Spike, he does have his Fertilize star power, which gives him a good amount of health, but believe it or not, I would actually not recommend using Fertilize. I'd recommend Curveball, because think about it. Curveball is so strong because you just can't dodge it. There's, like, literally the pros have no idea how to dodge it. Like, no one's really come up with a consistent way to dodge it. So, I mean, in this mode, the point is to deal damage because it's a lot, like, it has, like, a way bigger impact to deal damage in this mode than it would in, like, solo showdown. Because you get health and then the enemy takes damage that they can't heal back up unless they're able to hit you. So you can just throw, like, Curveball onto Spike and then just chuck out a bunch of shots at an enemy, and it's bound to hit at least like one or two spikes, healing you up probably to pretty close to max HP and damaging them really low. So yeah, Spike, just super good. It's so hard to dodge him, and he can just really just, he's kind of like Tick but slightly better basically, because you just can't dodge him. So yeah, Spike, a super good option in this mode, and it's going to be a top three brawler. So, coming in at number two, this is the brawler that, if you listen to the, I believe it was either last episode or two episodes ago, I mentioned that you should try to upgrade him as high as you can and get a star power. It's going to be Barley. So, Barley, without a star power, he's really bad, but, well, not really bad, but not that good. But with his star power, each attack he uses, he gets 200 health. So basically, Barley takes like 50 damage a second. So this basically allows you to just hide in a corner and keep on throwing out your attacks and just stay alive forever pretty much. I mean, it's just so overpowered. Just hide in a corner, just continue to spam your attacks, and you have infinite health. So you don't have to like rush at anyone and get too aggressive and make like a dumb decision or anything. Just chill in a corner and get health. So yeah, Barley's super strong. I mean, there's only one downside to him. He's not the best in duos because I feel like it's kind of easy to just pinch a Barley and it doesn't heal his teammate as well. So he's not the best in duos. I would say he's still top five, but he's not the best brawler in duos. Pry in solos, I would say he's the best. And then duos, more like third to fifth best. But overall, coming in at number one is going to be Jean. So Jean, if you think about it, is just perfect for this mode. This is actually a mode where I would actually recommend using Magic Puffs, because if you're playing duos, obviously, because in duo showdown, you can just sit next to your teammate and it will heal them 100 health a second. And if they're using like any of the top brawlers, or even not, just someone that doesn't have a crazy amount of health, like a Bull or someone, they can stay alive forever just sitting next to you because you heal them for 100 health each second, which will just completely cancel out the damage and heal them up a little bit as well. And then also, I mean, that's a pretty good ability, but another thing that makes Jean amazing is that he has that insanely long damage. Range. It's the longest range in the game. It's just that crazy long poke damage. You just can't avoid it. Jean just able to just quickly throw out all three of his attacks, and then he basically gets healed up near max health and doing a pretty chunky amount of damage to the enemies, mainly because it's graveyard shift and they can't like heal it back. So I mean, like on paper, like 800 damage doesn't really seem like it's going to be that big of a deal, but then graveyard shift really can't heal it back unless you go and fight someone in a like 1v1 where you could die. You can't heal it back, which is like a lot bigger impact. So yeah, Jean super strong. Also super can be used to pull in enemies and get a free kill as well. So yeah, everything about Jean is just super good. I would say that he is probably the best duo, the best duo brawler for this mode, and then probably second best solo brawler for this mode, only behind Barley. Was in between him and Barley, and I just decided, like, overall, I would say he's slightly better. So, yeah, Jean, he's super overpowered. I literally pushed him up 100 trophies in, like, 45 minutes because of how easy it was. I was using Jean, and then my teammate was using Crow, and we went up, like, 100 trophies in 45 minutes just because we were doing so well. Jean really kind of carried. So, yeah, I would really recommend Jean. So yeah, that is going to be it for the ranking. Hopefully this will help you out with your positioning in the graveyard shift mode. So yeah. All right, welcome to the outro segment of the podcast. So, I'm pretty excited. Like, this Brawloween update is super good. I mean, I'm kind of a little bit disappointed in the newest Brawler Ems. I don't find them to be that great. Like, she isn't too good. And then also, she just kind of seems like kind of a copy of Sandy. I mean, obviously, she's pretty good. I'm not complaining that we got a new brawler. I feel like could be slightly better. But, I mean, other than that, everything else is great. This Life Leech mode is just amazing. The skins look really good. And then the new Power Play mode that's coming out on Monday, I'm super excited for. So, yeah, overall, I'd probably rate the update like 8 out of 10, I would say. So definitely a really solid. Let's see if I have any new 5-star reviews to shout out. I did not have any new 5-star reviews, but if you'd like to get shouted out in the next episode of the podcast, leave 5-star review and I'll read it on the next episode. So yeah, that's pretty much everything that needs to be covered. Like I said in the intro, if you missed it, I'm going to be re-recording the sponsor segment tomorrow, so that way it kind of just blends in more. It's not like super bad audio quality. So yeah, thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.